The Ghost Walk is returning this year, and it sounds like new faces will be haunting the Linwood Cemetery. Will there be new actors and new ghosts?
We do have some new actors this year. We don't have any new ghosts yet. It takes a lot to develop that. We hope maybe in the future to do that, but we've got some characters we haven't seen in a few years coming back.
Like who?
Harry Landis is one. He was actually the first white child born in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Oh.
So him and his family will actually be up there this year.
Who else is going to be there?
We have Louisa Schwartz. Her husband's family were the undertakers in the area. And so she's got some fantastic fun stories about the cemetery in general. Some of the stories and hauntings that go along with that.
You never know when Jasper's going to show up.
Jasper?
Jasper Ward, the first marshal of Newcastle. He's buried up there. It's called Jasper Mountain, you know, and named after him.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
We don't know if he's going to be there.
You never know about him.
Okay. What about Doc?
We will not be seeing Doc this year
because...
Well, Doc moved away, and it's hard to find a replacement. We had asked through Roaring Fork Lifestyles, you know, anyone interested, please let us know. We've put word out, but it's a hard act to follow.
And
it really
Bob Boyle was Doc.
He was. He was basically Doc. That's correct.
Where did he go?
He went to Silver City, New Mexico to retire. Retire for good, looks like.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll miss Doc, that's for sure.
Well, he'll be back someday. We find the right person.
Well, briefly describe the Ghost Walk for someone who has never been on it.
Well, the first thing I'd say is it is a history-based tour. It's not a haunted house in the cemetery,
okay,
which is a common misconception with this tour. It's a brief, slightly strenuous hike up to the cemetery. And then we've got guides who kind of take you from actor to actor, and we've got those people there telling you their stories through candlelight, mostly lamplight. And then we bring them back down for some refreshments, some hot cider and homemade cookies afterwards.
Clara, what made you decide to get involved?
I got involved in high school, actually. My senior year of high school, the 2010-2011 school year, I was on the board of directors as their high school member. I'd been on it as a child, actually. My grandmother had taken me for the first time, and I loved it, and I wanted to get involved. And so Cindy Hines was the director at the time, and she's like, here, I think you'd be perfect for this person. And so I portrayed Ella Sellers. Her and her husband's story is one of the more tragic ones. They have a meadow up above Meredith, Seller Meadow. They got involved in the coal mining, the silver mining. Her husband, Arthur, was actually a banker in the area. And then they both died in their mid-20s.
And you don't have to make this stuff up. You know, truth is stranger than fiction anyway.
Yes.
It really is.
Especially in their case.
Well, there were no ghosts in the cemetery last year. And some people thought it was the end of the event. What happened and what revived it?
Well, the public just didn't like the idea that they weren't going to have the ghost walk. And so we basically went out and asked the community, well, if you want it back, help us out. And I think that's what prompted folks to realize that this is a community event. It's not just the Historical Society's event.
And it takes more people than I think one realizes to put it on. On average, we need about 50 volunteers to pull this off. Yeah.
And that is including the actors?
Mm-hmm.
And the guides.
The guides and our hosts.
Host at the bottom of the hill.
So you pulled it together this year.
Clara did. She's in charge. She's doing a good job.
Congratulations. What are the dates?
The dates are October 18th and 19th and October 25th and 26th. That's the last two Friday and Saturdays of the month.
Do we need to make reservations?
Yes. The tours historically have filled up really quickly and booked out fast. Tickets will go on sale October 1st, and they will be able to purchase them online through the Glenwood Historical Society website.
Anything else you all would like to add?
It's a lot of fun. Just bring a jacket and be prepared for
anything.
For anything. Right.